Welcome in Ray Buffet. He is a local guy. Done good, Ray. It's great to have you in. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have that you have me on your show.
All right. A lot of people read the article, the column by Bob Hill just a couple weeks ago in the Courier Journal. But for those who didn't, give us your background. Give us your history, sports-wise, I guess.
Well, of course, I've always been a halfway decent athlete. I've played a lot of basketball and softball until my 40s, and that. Finally, decided that I was getting a little too old for those sports.
Yeah. You get a little banged up in the league, the over 40 league.
You run around the bases and people start laughing at you. Maybe I better start doing something different. But anyway, I had started playing golf about the age of 47.
Started playing golf at 47?
Yes, sir.
Really? What made you pick up the game when you hadn't before?
Well, one of the reasons was of course, I've always been a competitor. I enjoy competing, so I had to find something to compete in. Plus, the other thing was that I was in the banking business, and I was promoted to the...
Hey, you had banking hours. How can you not play golf?
Exactly. And you had to take your customers out. I mean, So I started taking a lot of customers out, started playing a lot of golf, and that's basically how my golfing started.
All right, so you're playing golf, you took up the sport, and you realize, hey, I can slug the ball. Is that kind of what happened?
Well, yeah. To a point, when I first started, I started like everything else. I was a hack. You know,
Hey, you're talking to Pete right here.
It took me for yourself.
It took me a year to break 100. But I kept after it, played. I'm the lowest my handicap actually ever has been is an 8, and it fluctuates between 8 and 11 and through the years. But as I was playing, as time went on, I played with mostly younger guys, and I always seemed to be able to keep up with them in the drives. And then started getting a little longer than some of the younger guys as time went on, and they started saying, man, you hit the ball long ways for at the time was in my 50s.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's fine, that's great, I work on it. And so when I turned 60, I went out to Arizona and played with some seniors out in Arizona, and they were basically astonished at how I was hitting the ball, because by the time I was 60, 61. And I was hitting, I'm continuing to hit the ball 300 plus. And so they said, why don't you get in these Remax World Long Drive contests? I said, well, I've seen that on TV. ESPN. And I said, well, I don't know anything about how you'd even get in the contest. So,
well, wait a minute. How far were you hitting it at this time on the golf course? Was it 3 or were you getting close to 3 at that time?
Well, until I reached the I was hitting probably 260, 270, 280.
Right. That was consistent basis and was kind of freaking people out.
And that was, well, that was a consistent basis. But what actually happened is I began to realize that in golf, the thing that I could do the best was hit it longer. And I knew that I could hit it longer than I did. So I went ahead and started doing a lot of push-ups, set-ups. Different type of exercises that relate to the golf swing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So within 6 months, I was hitting about 320.
Oh, wow.
Just put a little muscle in it. About 50, 60 yards.
And there were some little few swing changes. You know, one of the main things I think in a golf swing, you have to release that club.
Right.
Where a lot of us amateurs, we're ball bound. But when you want to hit a ball a long ways, you have to be totally relaxed and you release that baby when it goes through. And so I started concentrating on those particular items, and all of a sudden, I mean, I was capable of hitting the ball 370.
Oh, my God.
And you
were doing this on a regular golf course, hitting at 370, and people were flipping out.
And they were saying, yeah, they couldn't believe it. They said,
could you believe it? I mean, you know, I guess it became normal.
I would be like, what's going on here? It's got to be some kind of magic trick because a 60-year-old guy just pounded at 360.
Tony, I knew I could do it if I wanted. I just knew what I was doing and what I was going after, that I could reach these distances. And it was a lot of exercise. I worked at it. I mean, it didn't come easy for me. Nothing comes easy for me. Everything I do, I got to work at.
But it sounds like you could play golf with your driver, your wedge, and your putter.
I never hit anything more than a driver in a wedge.
Oh my God!
You would think
I love it.
You would think I'd be scratched.
Right.
But I can mess that wedge up.
Right. I know, yeah.
I have to ask you a side question. Do you ever hustle, you know, on the course? Like, dare me to play around with only four clubs?
Well, I do very well when I play with scramble teams.
Right, I bet.
You play your drive every time. What the heck? We're joined by Ray Buffet in a studio, long drive champion. He's headed to the World Championship. Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm flying out. I'm flying into Phoenix. The actual contest does not start until the 22nd, but I'm getting there in Phoenix because I have a home in Phoenix that I'll be staying at for a few days. I'm driving to Mesquite where the actual contest is held, and I'll be competing against 32 others, and they're all from
around the world.
Around the world. Most of them will be U.S., because that's where most of them. In fact, there's three continents and 16 other nations besides the U.S.
Wow.
But these are the 32 that finally made it to the World Finals.
And we talked about this off the air. It's not the equipment like that. I assume that this is the very tall drivers that you have, but it's not. You use regulation PGA balls and drivers.
Yes. Everything has to relate to PGA requirements.
Right.
The ball that we use, can I mention the balls?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Fennecol is a major sponsor, so we all hit the Fennecol gold long drive ball.
You
nobody can bring any hot balls or anything.
Right. Or exploding balls. And you tee it up just 2.5 inches, whatever your second knuckle is on your finger.
Well, there's different people tee it up a different
height.
That's what I use.
Right, you do, right.
Because I feel that your golf swing almost becomes subconscious. When you're back there, you're trying to hit it silent. But you're hitting it hard. I don't know if many of our listeners actually know how the hit works. You get 6 shots.
Okay.
See, each time you come up, you get 6 drives.
Right.
And it isn't how many drives, and you got a 40 to 50 yard grid. No less than 40, no more than 50.
Mm.
Okay, you got to hit that ball within that grid. Okay, so they give you 6 shots. The longest shot of that 6 is the one that counts. If you hit 5, say you hit all 6 of them and there's 350, and one guy hits one 360 and he's only got 1 in the grid, he still wins.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a distance thing. It's not an accuracy thing.
Right.
And so there are many times the other thing about it is not always the longest ball of the session. You may have to go through 3 or 4 sessions to get to a shootout because of the number of people you're competing against.
So it's a little like home run derby.
Yeah.
Although you're not going for the amount, you're going for distance.
Well, have you seen the home run derby where they have a session of how many balls they hit, then you've got to come back and then wipe it all out.
Yeah. You start from scratch.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
Okay, so you win the first round.
The first round don't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's what you do in the shootout finals.
Wait a minute. Okay. So what is your, do your friends, are you always bugged to play scrambles? Back here in Louisville, or do you play into scrambles, any scrambles, or are you pro now, pretty much?
Well, I'll play any. I'm not professional.
Right.
I haven't taken any. Now, professionals compete in this also.
Yes.
I have not taken any prize money.
Mm.
Now, of course, if I win, which I think I'm going to win.
Right.
I have to make a decision there whether I want to be professional, take the cash, or take a $750 gift certificate for...
How much is the cash, do you know?
Yes.
How much is
it? Could be as much with the sponsors, amounts that they pay for using their equipment, and with RE/MAX or it's called the LDA, Long Drive Association, what they'll pay, it could be as much as $20,000.
Wow.
For a $750 certificate? Come on, you're going pro.
Can you win a retired banker? You don't need the cash.
That's true.
Tony, you said a mouthful there, but I think I'm going to take the money.
We're joining the studio.
I don't care. I'm going professional. Going to turn down $20,000.
No. Joining the studio by Red Buffet. We always hear a lot from the baseball players. The home run derby is more taxing than it looks. You know, it's a lot of physical. How tiring is it? You know, to you're six shots, like you said, but it's, you know, you're putting everything into these shots.
I tell you, when I first started, and it's like anything else, I was so nervous that when I was trying to tee up the ball, my hands were shaking. It was embarrassing. I'm sorry, I got away from the mic. But I finally got get the ball teed up, and then you feel your knees knocking.
Yeah.
But it's like anything else, the more you do it, relaxed you get. The more relaxed I got, the better I got. Now, it took me 3 years to get to World Final. The first 2 years, I started in 2005. I made five districts. I competed in three, and then I volunteered for Katrina. I went down and helped Katrina victims during the hurricane. Right. So the other two ones that I qualified, they didn't compete in. So I lost like 20 pounds while I was down there. But then in 2006, I started back into getting into it. I got into it. I came in second, like, out of five districts three times.
Right.
And then this year, I said, I'm going to continue. I'm going to keep... A fellow named Steve Griffith, who was the 2005 World Long Drive Champion, he kind of took a liking for me. He said he felt sorry for me. He said, I knew you had the ability. He said, I could see that you were so nervous. And he said, I like you. And he lived in Cincinnati. He wasn't that far away. So I started meeting with him. And he started working with me with some swing things, but most of it was...
Yeah, in your head, but how much luck is involved? Because you get the win, ain't it, or not. I mean, right, or you just pound the ball. But how much is luck of really just catching it?
Yes, there has been cases where luck is probably won. But most of these guys,
you got to be so consistent. You got to keep hitting.
If you're going to be in this, yes, you got to hit it. In my class, I figure if I hit a 340, I'm going to win in my class. In the open class, is going to have to hit it probably close to 400. Okay, so if you can't just get up there and rely on luck. When I get up there, each time I'm getting up there to hit, I have an idea what my swing and how my swing works and where I air, where I'm aiming at, what my swing thoughts are, and I have to get it in the grid. I feel like in my situation right now, I'm going to hit it in there four out of six times. Now, let's hope that one of those four out of the six times is,
We're pushing for you.
All right, you got a couple websites, golfswings.us and seniorlongdrive.com. It's the website that you created.
Yes, sir.
And then longdrivers.com is the general website for the sport, for the competitions.
What they do on that, Adam, is they go ahead... And on the long drive side, if anybody wants to follow the results, they're showing the results of the competition on the day. Now, as you know, or as we mentioned earlier, ESPN is televising this. They televise it. It's a 90-minute a telecast, but ESPN, it's delayed tape.
Right.
It's not televised to Christmas Day.
Right.
Okay. So that'll be out there. All right, well, safe travels out to Arizona. We certainly wish you the best of luck. It was great talking. We could do this for hours. I love hearing these stories.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. We'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and I hope that there's some more listeners out there that will eventually get into the sport because we want the sport to become bigger and
more. Longdrivers.com for more info about the sport. And if you want more about Ray, you can go to seniorlongdrive.com or golfswings.us. Ray Buffet is headed out to Arizona, represents our area. Thanks so much. What a great story there. Quick timeout. We'll come back, talk some football. We'll talk-